Welcome to the Sarasota Dog Audio Edition. I'm Mary Lou Davidson, and I'm your Rover reporter. We had an incident in our local dog park this week when one of the dogs chomped on a piece of bark and started to choke. No one was sure what to do. Someone screamed Heimlich, but no one really knew how to administer this to a dog. So we've called in an expert here for some help. We're joined now by Dr. Ronnie Tuden of the Bee Ridge Vet Clinic. Welcome, Dr. Tuden.
Hi there.
We're talking, as you know, about an emergency situation. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is, how can you really be sure if your dog is choking?
Okay. So it's very important to differentiate choking from coughing, because many people think that their dogs have something caught in their throat, where really they're coughing with a bronchitis or a kennel cough type syndrome. So the difference with choking is that the dogs cannot breathe in. They can exhale, but they cannot breathe in. Whereas with coughing, they breathe in quite normally but cough outwards. So if you see your dog struggling to inhale, then you have to be concerned that there's some obstruction of the airway.
Gotcha. Okay. So if we've determined that he's not inhaling properly, then it's time for the Heimlich maneuver.
Right. Well, what you have to do is a couple of things. If the dog is conscious, if they truly have a choking, blocking episode and it blocks the airways, they can become unconscious fairly quickly. So if they're unconscious, you open up the mouth and see if you can see anything down there, or even put your finger down and do a sweep. In other words, try and pull any foreign object, foreign material out.
Right, not unlike the way you would do it with a person.
Right, right.
Okay.
Just be careful that you know the dog, because if the dog's not unconscious, dogs will bite. Even if they don't mean to, they can bite. So, of course, don't put your hand in a strange dog's mouth and be careful. Now, the actual Heimlich maneuver, there are two ways of doing it. If the pet is unconscious, you actually turn him upside down, turn him on his back, and you cup your one fist with your other hand, and putting pressure right at the part of the abdomen at the base of the breastbone.
So okay,
in other
so
words,
my hands are joined together.
Right, and you cup them and put them just where the chest becomes the abdomen, just at the bottom of his breastbone. And you give a forceful but fairly gentle but forceful pump in the direction of his spine. So you just push down hard. And what that does is it takes the diaphragm and pushes it up and causes this object to come out. If the dog is not unconscious and it's a large dog, you can do the same thing by straddling over him and coming from behind, just as you would with a person, putting your hand under, once again, at the base of his chest bone, just where it goes to the abdomen, and giving some strong, forceful pump movements up towards his spine. Both of those should dislodge the object.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Of course, after that, you want to get him to a veterinarian just to make sure everything's okay.
Everything's cool. Okay. And what about for small dogs? Is there a different technique?
Well, it's the same technique, except it actually can be a little easier in small dogs, because you can just really, depending on how small, you can just use your hand and give a pump action.
One other quick question is, do you have any general rules of thumb about toys and their sizes, like for a large dog, nothing smaller than a tennis ball?
Right, absolutely. And you know, we see a lot of these chew toys and the rawhides and things like that. And what happens is the dogs chew them down to a smaller size, and then they gulp that last piece down. And those are the things that cause problems. Luckily, thankfully, we rarely get choking in dogs because of the anatomy of the airways, we rarely get choking. But on the other hand, those objects also end up going down into the stomach and causing issues or lodging or causing obstructions in the bowel. So, nothing smaller than a tennis ball is a good rule.
Okay. And finally, make sure you see your vet after a choking episode.
Yeah, because you need to know if there was any damage done or if anything got into the lungs, and we worry about pneumonia and things like that.
Right. Well, Dr. Tuden, thank you so much for joining us on SarasotaDog.com. We appreciate your expertise, and if you'd like to learn more about Dr. Tuden and his practice, please visit BRidgeVet.com. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
So that's it, sir.
Okay, I hope that worked.
It will work, and I thank you so much.
It was painless. My pleasure.